Hello everyone, good day, good morning, good afternoon or good evening, whichever time of day it is for you. And thank you so much for joining us for our pre-full moon garden visualization in Leo on the 24th of July. Let's have a quick look at a few ideas that I would like to share with you, particularly for those who are joining us for the first time. Descartes tells us that there are three major faculties which the spiritual man can unfold. All the other faculties are only expansions of these three. One, telepathic thought, or the ability to receive and to transmit. Second, the intuitive recognition of truths, the formulation into concepts by the mind, and later the materializing of these intuited thoughts. But three is healing, with its understanding of energy and forces, which will lead later to the rebirth of humanity. And the power to heal is one which characterizes all liberated souls, no matter what their ray. And the reminder is that soul healing is the pouring of pure soul energy into and through the bodies of the patient. And the soul is inherently group conscious. So therefore, this work of healing is as yet in embryo, and the group consciousness is as yet very young and unpolarized. But, DK tells us, when men can be trained to be unselfishly and divinely magnetic and radioactive, then there will be poured out upon the world certain divine forces which will vivify and reconstruct, will eliminate evil, and will heal the sick. And one of the steps in training which lies ahead of us is the establishing of a closer contact with our Tibetan teacher, DK. And owing to the pressure of time and urgency in service, DK is one of the several teachers who have pledged himself for the next few years to keep the 12 hours prior to the full moon of each month open for contacts for his disciples, so that at any time during the 12 hours, the world servers and disciples can make an attempt to reach him. So therefore, he asks us to make contact with him at the time of the full moon and to make time so that we can establish this monthly relation, as he will make adjustment on his end to contact us. And he emphasizes the necessity of holding the thought of that contact with him for 3 whole days prior the full moon, with aspiration and confidence, and then 3 days afterwards with expectancy. And secondly, we are to make our approach as a group, not as a personal contact. And that his contact with him is intended to be a group contact, so that we can strengthen the tie between him and us, the healing group. And at some time during the preceding 12 hours, we can make our approach as a group. And when we can do so rightly, we will find him waiting. So go to your work with clear vision, a loving heart, and understanding love, he tells us. Then much can be accomplished. So you might ask, why a garden? Well, the vegetable kingdom is the outstanding contribution of our Logos to the general solar plan. And that's possible because it is the only kingdom in which the three rays have succeeded to fuse and blend and synthesize. And they are also the three rays along a major line of force, ray 2, ray 4, and ray 6. And there are correspondences of the vegetable kingdom in the human body. And that is the heart chakra and its physical correspondence, the physical heart, and the throat chakra and its physical correspondence, the lungs. Well, it is said that the forests are the lungs of the earth. Now, without the vegetable kingdom, there would be no animal or human kingdom, because they provide oxygen for us to breathe and to function on the physical plane. But as well, in the vegetable kingdom, there is also this faculty of discrimination, which, when added to the response to sensation, it is the rudimentary condition of the second aspect of divinity, which is being manifested through the vegetable kingdom. And Dike also tells us that the major impression registered in the second kingdom of nature, the vegetable kingdom, emanates from the angel worlds and from the Deva hierarchy. And these are to the vegetable kingdom what the spiritual hierarchy is to humanity. So we do invoke the help and the contribution of the Deva kingdom in our healing sessions. So DK gives advice to CDP, one of his disciples, to create a garden and to use it, to dedicate it and turn it into a shrine of consecration, and to connect it in her mind with a thought of service. So that which is thus created and used exists. And he reassures her that on the inner planes, her garden is of service to his group of disciples and to others in larger numbers than she thought. So it is a place of gathering for many and a place of refuge for a few. So he instructs her to enter her tower, climb to the summit, and to release the light of the soul. And it will be to the garden of her soul what the sun is to the gardens of the world. So then he asks her to watch the rays of light pouring over the garden, awakening it to color and beauty, arousing it to movement and life, and calling forth the songs of the birds and the hum of the bees, and to evoke it to a responsive loveliness. So this is exactly what we will be doing to our garden. And there, we will meet DK as a group. So therefore, let's continue to build our healing garden as a group. At some point within the 12 hours prior to each full moon, meeting DK there and turning our garden into a shrine of consecration, and intending to offer our group as a vehicle for the love of hierarchy to be poured in selfless service to humanity. Let's gather in our garden. But before we do so, let's align with our own soul first of all. So being absolutely still, raise your consciousness into the head, as high in the head as you can, as if you were pulled upwards by a strong magnetic force. And now carry that consciousness upward through the astral body, then to the mental body, and then to the soul. Visualize a lotus fully open, scintillating with light and pulsating with life and love as a symbol of your soul body. And now place yourself right in the center of your lotus, realizing that you, the personality, and you, the soul, are one. This is home, and this is where you reside. And from that point, definitely and consciously, assume the attitude of the observer. Observe your personality below. Visualize your etheric body and see energy flowing freely up and down your etheric spine. And now consciously throw soul energy down at the base of the spine, using indigo blue light if you don't know the color of your soul ray. And now raise it slowly via the five centers up the etheric spine, then to the ajna, then to the crown, and back to your lotus. And now say the soul mantra with conviction, knowing who you are. I am the soul. I am light divine. I am will. I am love. I am fixed design. And sound one ohm as if you were the soul. And now let's take a stroll in our garden. At the entrance of our garden, there are arches of climbing roses, clusters of flowers in abundance overhead. Choose the colors that appeal to you. And let the roses gently caress your face as if welcoming us to our garden. Breathe in the delicate aroma of the cascading colorful roses percolating through the air, and small lovingly trimmed emerald green bushes line the stony pathway. Along an embankment at the end of the archway, there are rows and rows of flowers, flowers of different hues and harmonizing tones of red and yellow and pink, white, cream, orange and magenta. And as we create these rows, we include our favorite flowers. The blooms shed fresh petals on the path, creating a soft carpet for us to walk on, releasing their individual fragrances as we gently step on them. And on the opposite side of the embankment, we see right in the middle of our space of harmony, a lighthouse. Standing tall and strong, shining beams of light in all directions as a symbol of our united group soul. And as we assemble there quietly, we hear a choir of birds fill the space with their clear melodious notes welcoming us to this unique space. A chorus of angelic voices sing a soft tune, accompanied by the sound of harps, devas gently strumming the chords. Sitting still around our lighthouse, we feel the gentle warmth of the rays of the sun. In the background, the breeze softly swishing through the tall eucalyptus trees chants a melodic lullaby. These majestic trees cast their protective shadows on the grass as sunlight peeps through this peaceful garden. Around the lighthouse, we see a large quiet pool of crystal clear blue waters. And flowing from the pool, we see rivulets as we hear the gentle trickle of water. And we also see three wider streams of golden water, golden liquid, flowing steadily. And across them are curved wooden bridges. And in one area of the pool float lotuses of all colors in all stages of bloom. Some are in full bloom, revealing their gorgeous jewel, while others are just budding and barely showing their true color, but all reflecting their light in the healing waters. Just beyond the pool, a hidden path leads us to a cozy and serene corner. A few chairs or a bench and a small fountain containing supercharged, vitalizing water, perfumed by a single floating lotus, create the perfect spot for an informal sharing of one's difficulties or words of wisdom. Inhale the perfume of the flowers, imbuing and permeating the air. Everything in this garden quivers with life. And you can bring in some people that you might want to be in our garden with you. People who need help. Just visualize them in our cozy corner. In the distance, we hear the soothing sound of water. And in our imagination, we follow that sound. And we come to a tranquil pool where cascading water gently hugs rocks as it joyfully spills in a blue pool, while bubbles of spray ricochet spiritedly in the air. Lush ferns along the rocks, draping in the water, enhance the serenity of the place, while the fiery brilliance of the orange and red leaves of surrounding trees brings warmth and invigorating energy to the area. In our mind's eye, we follow a pathway which leads us to flower beds. They are a riot of spring color, of such vibrancy, winding their way like a gentle living stream among the trees. A row of violet flowers on either side of the meandering bed happily follows the path of the flowers as they release their subtle perfume. And butterflies flutter through the air with their iridescent wings attracted by the silent serenade of the blooms. They are like the flowers of the air. Their delicate and fragile wings are like floating petals, catching the light and twinkling like diamonds in the air. While buzzing bees surf the open spaces from flower to flower, seeking pollen. And the pollen looks like scintillating bright golden pixie dust. Nearby, the soft and gentle babble of the sound of the fountains reaches our ears. Lush green grass lines a gentle stream like a soft, velvety carpet. And the air is full of the sweet fragrance of the flowers in full bloom, adorning the fringes of the streams. In this tranquil garden, quivering with life. This garden that we have just created is our group garden. And let's take a moment to add a little corner which has our individual touch. Add the colors, the unique features, and the flora of your own country that you'd like to bloom in this tranquil and serene space. now invite the presence and the cooperation of the healing devas and angels working under the Christ. Visualize them in our garden, enlivening it with their magnetism. And now sitting quiescent, our hearts beating as one. Let's link up with each other as we say the healer's mantra aloud together. With purity of motive, inspired by a loving heart, we offer ourselves for this work of healing. This offer we make as a group and to the ones we seek to heal. And as we sit still, with our eyes closed, but we open our inner eyes, endeavoring to hold our mind unwaveringly in the group light. And we know that Master DK too stands ready, endeavoring to lift us up into a higher state of consciousness. We are now receptive to Master DK's radiant presence. The light of the lighthouse, like a sun, begins to shine brighter and brighter, intensifying gradually. Soon this light begins to take shape and a definite figure appears. It is that of Master DK. From the lighthouse, waves of golden light stream through our group, irradiating the garden around us, enlivening it even more, imbuing our garden with a second ray of love and wisdom, lovingly bestowed by the sun, the triple ruler of Leo. Now feel the energy of unconditional love. Feel the space in our heart. Leo is the focal point for the expression of the second aspect, the love wisdom or consciousness aspect. And in the constellation Leo lies Regulus, the brightest star in the night sky, a star of the first magnitude, we are told, and which is frequently called the heart of the lion. And in Leo, there is almost a unique condition where humanity is concerned, as the sun governs all three expressions, exoteric, esoteric, and hierarchical. And why is that so? Because the purpose of this solar system is the unfoldment of consciousness. And if, for the strictly human being, self-conscious is the goal, then the sun must obviously rule. for it is the source of physical consciousness, exoteric and symbolic of the personality, of soul awareness, esoteric, and of spiritual life, hierarchical. And the sun ruling Leo bestows its life-giving force onto our solar system, reaching our planet Earth and all its kingdoms. Its life-giving force reaches every corner of our planet, vivifying, stimulating, and energizing everything its rays touch. And subjectively too, it strengthens, nurtures, and sustains love within the human heart. And to the higher initiate, in whom the true nature of the spirit aspect begins to dawn upon his liberated and intuitive perception, it reveals the exquisite divine plan and union with the life of the whole. So see the rays of the Leo sun, lovingly vivifying, stimulating, and energizing every part of our garden. And feel the radiance of the sun warm our hearts. The mottos for Leo, the sign of self-consciousness, for the ordinary man, it's I am, the word of the self-conscious, selfish, self-protective instinct of the I in the individual Leo, whose eyes are turned downwards towards gains of material life. But for the disciple, it is I am that, the word of the Leo subject, whose upward and inward gaze towards selflessness, self-sacrifice, and service to the whole is rapidly gaining the higher consciousness and preparing for fresh and universal expression in Aquarius. Master DK, directing the Leo sun, bathes our garden in the love and life of the I am that, the Aquarian universal or group consciousness, Aquarius being the opposite of Leo. The one soul identified with the whole, selfless and self-sacrificing, and made lift the downward focus eyes of those who seek solace in our garden onto the soul, the true healer within the form, according to the fourth law of esoteric healing. Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, Scorpio, the four arms of the fixed cross, the cross of light. And the effect of the fixed cross is to bring light and liberation, demonstrated by the men both before and after the long and drastic experience upon the cross. And in Leo, demonstrated by the men before, it's the lion of self-assertion. But to the men after the experience upon the cross, it is the light of the soul. And so playing through this cross, the fixed cross, all the time, and emanating from Leo are the fires of God, cosmic, solar, and planetary, producing purification, intensification of the light, and eventual revelation to the purified man who stands in light. And from Leo comes solar fire, which clears the way by burning for the expression of the soul. Leo is a fire sign, and it's the preeminent fire sign at this time. The sons of mind, the self-conscious sons of God, are above everything else the sons of fire. For our God is a consuming fire. And these solar angels, these sons of mind, these sons of fire are ourselves. And there is in them that peculiar quality which can burn, destroy, and eradicate all that hinders their essentially divine expression. And in Leo, the self-centered man becomes eventually the soul in life expression and focused on the achievement of the spiritual goal of selflessness, becoming then the lion who seeks his prey. That is, it's the personality who becomes the captive of the soul. So in one section of our garden, then, let's place a statue of Hercules, wearing the lion's skin as a symbol of his triumph over the Nemean lion, the symbol of the strong, selfless and loving soul in control of the personality and of self-assertion. And let his strength, fearlessness, and courage imbue the surrounding flowers and bushes and inspire those who are heartened by our garden. To truly understand the influences of Leo upon human beings, as well as its influences upon the planet, we have to bear in mind that throughout the universe, our solar system, it is the soul which is the conscious, sensitive theme of the divine plan. Whether it's the soul as the anima mundi, or the soul of the world animating all forms of life below the animal kingdom, or the soul as the animal soul, or the soul as the human soul, which is a further expansion of the same sensitive factor, but augmented and stimulated by the principle of self-awareness, plus awareness, whether it's conscious or unconscious, of the divine soul. Or the soul as the ego or the spiritual soul on its own plane. When the liberated man begins the arduous task of conditioning it in relation to the divine plan and purpose, and at the same time to cultivating sensitivity to the higher impacts of those inner worlds which lead to the final goal. So the three aspects of the sun produce eventually, at the final revelation and liberation, the full expression of the consciousness of deity, called divine sensitivity. The universal mind, or the divine plan or purpose. And the three aspects of the sun are the factors which bring consciousness to the birth and make the ultimate goal attainable. They make all forms of consciousness possible because they are rooted in the sun, symbolically speaking, and are an inherent aspect of the greater whole. One, the physical sun, the anima mundi, the animal soul. Two, the heart of the sun, the subjective sun, the human soul and the divine ego. And three, the central spiritual sun, the divine consciousness, the will of the whole, the awareness of God. So let's visualize our lighthouse standing strong and detached in the middle of our garden, symbol of our united soul group, with Master DK at the center, shining as a bright Leo sun, stimulating and energizing the sensitive soul within, in all its forms, and bestowing life-giving force and love to the heart of every blade of grass, every flower, every lotus, every tree, every molecule of water, and every molecule of air in our garden. And now that we have imbued our garden with the loving qualities of Leo, sensitivity and divine purpose, as well as the life-giving energy of the sun under the direction of Master DK, let's distribute as a united group soul these energies freely and selflessly to humanity. Let's make use of our garden by visualizing the flow of unconditional love or the will to good emanating from the triangle, the avatar of synthesis at the apex, the embodiment of power and spiritual will, implementing and synthesizing both light and love. Then the Buddha, the embodiment of light, and the spirit of peace, the embodiment of love, establishing right human relations, and that triangle of stupendous spiritual beings, powering the Christ right at the center. And now let us place this triangle on the soul triangle, made up of the Christ at the apex, Master DK, and our soul group. See these two triangles blending, fusing, synthesizing, and becoming one triangle of love and will to good. Now place this blended triangle on our group chakric triangle as we vitalize it. And this triangle is made up of our group ground chakra, our group Ajna, and our group Alta Major. Again, see the blended triangle fusing and blending with our group chakric triangle, making it one triangle, bringing the energy of love right down to the etheric level. And now let's direct that dispelling radiance of the will to good and of unconditional love via our group Ajna right eye, left eye triangle. And let us place it over the three planetary centers, London, Geneva, and New York. Distributing unconditional love and will to good through these three planetary glands. Which will then distribute it to the rest of humanity. And as we do that, let us sound one ohm on the note G of love and let the sound of the ohm carry the energy of love and will to good and let it burn everything that hinders its expression in the world. And let us say the Halo's mantra aloud in a low voice, saying it slowly and deliberately as you believe in the results. May the love of the one soul focused in this group radiate upon you, our fellow men, and permeate every part of your body, healing, soothing, strengthening, and dissipating all that hinders service and good health. May the life and love of Leo fill the hearts of all those who are touched by our garden. And may its magnetic light draw men closer to hierarchy, back to his original source. And now, just like Christ does daily, standing under his great pine tree in his garden at sunset, let us picture a great pine tree in our garden. And let's gather around the Christ, Master DK, in the healing ashram. Under this beautiful pine tree, saying the great invocation together. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. And we'll sound a blue ohm as we visualize light streaming down on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth and see love streaming down as we sound the ohm. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. And again, see the will of God be carried through our home on earth. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And raise your clasped hands above your head and say, and so let it be, and help us do our part. And now bring your hands to your forehead and then lower them to your heart and let them rest there. And may the blessings of the Christ and of hierarchy rest upon all true servers, and may they stand tranquil in the midst of strife. And may the light of the garden of our souls be on the inner plane what the sun is to the gardens of the world. A life-giving haven, a place of strength, and a healing pool for many.